Good morning. This is Commissioner Susan Wiefald. It is 10 a.m. December 6th, 2007. The North Dakota Public Service Commission is holding a special meeting today in the Commission Hearing Room, State Capitol, 12th floor. There's three items on the agenda. They're all in my portfolio, but first I'll go to my fellow commissioners and see if they have any opening comments. Commissioner Kramer?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Commissioner Clark? All right, we'll go to SW1. I move the commission issue a notice of filing, notice of informal hearing, and notice of opportunity for hearing in the joint application of Montana Dakota Utilities Company and Capital Electric Cooperative, Inc. for approval of a service area agreement to establish service locations to be served by Montana Dakota and Capital Electric within and around the city of Bismarck, North Dakota, case number PU07754.
Second.
Today, the commission is actually noticing the date of this hearing, and that date will be the informal hearing on this matter is scheduled to begin on January 7th, 2008 at 1:30 p.m. Comments and requests for hearings must be received by January 7th of 2008. It seems to me the people who would be most interested in this are not the folks who are presently customers of MDU and Capital Electric, because in those cases the service provider will stay the same. But if there's anyone who's interested in moving into those areas, they might want to take a look at who is going to be providing service in that area that they're going to live in or do work in.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Then SW2. I move the commission issue a notice of filing, notice of informal hearing, and notice of opportunity for hearing in the joint application of Otter Tail Corporation and Cass County Electric Cooperative, Inc. for approval of a service area agreement to establish service locations to be served by Otter Tail and Cass Electric within and in areas adjacent to the city of Kindred, North Dakota, case number PU07757.
Second.
This case has not gotten the attention of case number PU07754, which I referred to earlier, but this is, again, first service area agreement to come before the commission in regard to the city of Kindred. It is in relationship to Otter Tail Corporation and Cass County Electric Cooperative. For people's information, the areas are being divided as follows. From and after the effective date, Otter Tail shall provide electric service with the city of Kindred and to all electric customers in the Otter Tail service area designated on Schedule 1, which is attached to this agreement, and then Cass County Electric Co-op. Cass County shall provide electric service consistent with the requirements of its franchise with the city of Kindred, North Dakota, and all applicable law to all electric customers located in Normanna Township, which are not located in the Otter Tail service area.
You know, I might just note, and I've asked Jerry to find a little more specific information on that. I looked at the map, and I even brought the
very unclear.
It's very unclear. So, and even though I know the townships fairly well, I just want to make real, real certain, because as you two know, Kindred's my home. My parents still live there. My dad is a lineman for Cass County Electric, and they just moved from the center of town out to a new development across the highway in the airport addition.
So you have an interest.
About a week ago. I might have too much of one, is my point. Let's face it, this isn't the biggest controversy in the world, but I do want to be, I'm going to check it out and be very certain just how directly this might affect my parents, and then, you know, deal with it appropriately. But I want to make sure everyone knows, because Kindred's not a very big place, as you
know.
No,
it's not. And I had talked to Jerry earlier, too, and I said I had difficulty making out the map, even when he blew it up considerable larger. Yeah. So before January 7th, and I'm sure even quite a few weeks before that, we'll have a better map from the cooperative and from the Otter Tail so that we can distinguish where the service areas are, and so that anyone else in the public has an opportunity to know exactly who will be serving who. As I said before, that's the reason we're having an informal hearing on these matters, so that people can check these things out if they wish.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And then we have an AML Maintenance 2007 Construction Project motion. I move the commission authorize change orders which increase the amount of contract number AM547-07, but not to exceed the total amount, $15,000, for sinkhole filling at abandoned mine land sites in Ward County.
Second.
What this is doing is we have already allocated $10,800 for these projects. We're finding that they're taking more time and more materials, and there's more sinkholes than originally anticipated. And so the commission needs to act to be able to allow $4,200 more into this contract amount. This will allow this work to be done early next week. That's why we're taking it up at a special meeting.
And it's nice to be able to deal with those new sinkholes while they're out there with them.
Mm-hmm, with the equipment.
Yep. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. That ends the items on our agenda this morning. Thank you. Is there anything we need to sign, Esther?